Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Mubarak wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Al-Ghafuru. Al-Ghafuru is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon which our entire existence depends. Al-Ghafur, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is translated as the one who is the most forgiving. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who takes care of all the needs of humanity. That is why in one beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah not sufficient for His servant? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for His servant? In a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complaint that insan at times he becomes so ignorant as if he fails to realize all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. So now understand this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur, not only does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives, but it also has the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time hides the faults of that individual. So it has two meanings, that Allah is most forgiving, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hides the shortcomings and the faults of that individual. Now imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to expose someone, what an embarrassment it would be. If Allah would unveil him completely, how would he make salam to those who would hold him in high esteem, family members, friends, his community, his circle of friends? It would become impossible for him to walk, to make salam, to be with them. In fact, at times a person would become suicidal. And that is the truth. Somebody rang me once in the night and said, Maulana, I have an issue and I'm going to commit suicide. And the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am Al-Ghafoor, in a sense that I forgive you, but at the same time Allah screens us. Allah veils us. Allah ne humare upar parda rakha hai. If it was not for that screening, then only Allahu Akbar, Allah knows what would happen or what would become of us. Understand the name of Al-Ghafoor, that Allah is so forgiving that He also screens us from the Malaika. That even the angels don't know the shortcomings of insan. Even the Malaika are not informed of the sins that insan commits, except for the few who are selected. And that is it. But generally, there are so many angels in this dunya, in the heavens, Only a few, for an example, the scribes, the angels who write down everything what you do, they have a recording of what you are doing and what you are not doing, the good deeds you do, the sins that you commit. But generally, overall, even the malaika don't have information, every information about that person, because Allah is Al-Ghafoor. Not only does Allah forgive, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His forgiveness, also veils people, which is something very important. Now understand, from His infinite mercy, another great ni'mah is that if we look in our madhi, in the past. So for an example, if somebody is 40 years of age, 50 years of age, 60 years of age, and if he looks back of the sins that he has committed, it is also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has caused the memory to forget the sins of the past. Imagine if the sins were refreshed all the time, and the remorse, the guilt that a person would have of doing something against Allah Pak, if it was with him all the time, how would he feel? But this again is a great ni'mah of Allah. Time will heal deep wounds, and a person can forget, and he won't even realize that, oh, 10 years ago this is what I did, you know, 20 years ago this is what I did, 30 years ago this is what I did. But it's there, it's recorded. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has severed that out from his memory. Usko kaat diya, Allah has taken it out. So that even the mind and the heart cannot remember. Even to forget something of the past is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can continue in the future. Now understand, Al-Ghafoor means to forgive. A very important question is, what sins does Allah forgive? What kind of sins will Allah forgive? And will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us? For this very important question, the answer is only in one ayat of the Quran, Surah Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say it, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. Say it to a group of people. And this is a group of people that Allah is saying and speaking to. That say it to my servants, to my slaves, Ya ibadi, who have a connection with me. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. Those who have transgressed all bounds in committing sins. They have transgressed all bounds in committing sins. As in, they have committed such sins, humongous sins. Gunah-e-kabira, their life is filled with gunah-e-kabira. To them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. O insan, don't feel dejected and don't turn away. Don't feel dejected from the mercy of Allah. Why? Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the one who will forgive all of your sins. Why? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ. Again, this name comes here. Because Allah is most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. And most merciful. So a time should not come to a person where he thinks that, you know what, you know, I'm at a dead end and there is no salvation for me. Remember that even to think like that, it is a form of kufr. It is a form of kufr. We must always understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor. And keep this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. Very, very important. Now, why is Al-Ghafoor so important? Because a person can never enter Jannah if he has sins on him. This is the issue. A man can't enter Jannah if he has guna, sins. A man has to be 100% free from every blemish, every kind of sin. He has to have 0% sins before he can enter into Jannah. That is why it is so important for us to understand that it is in this dunya that we have to quickly work, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all our sins and we get to this mark of zero. And if we get to this mark of zero, do we qualify to enter Jannah? Because Jannah is a place for only pure people, tahir people. If you have any mark of a sin, a guna, there is no entry for you. You can't enter Jannah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, Allah has left open in this dunya certain avenues that purify a person in such a way that Allah forgives the sins that he is committing all the time. So for an example, Allah has made namaz farz upon us 5 times a day. Namaz and salah is purifying us. That is why in the hadith it comes, Allah's Nabi said to the companions, imagine if there was a person who had a river flowing in front of him where his house is, and he would swim in that river 5 times a day. Would there be any impurity on the body? Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, if he swims in the river 5 times a day, there will be no impurity on him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that is the example of your salah. It will purify you all the time. So your salah automatically is also doing what? The cleansing. What is it doing? The cleansing. You know, in a computer, you put something and it kills all the viruses. Kya hai? Antivirus. Antivirus, that's right. And so, a lot of the things, for the people of Iman that we have, it is just there, doing the cleansing process. It's cleaning out without that person even realizing. A man is doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing dua, Allah is purifying him. Sins are removed now. Allah is ghafoor. Allah is forgiving him in this manner because he is doing dua. Difficulty comes. Trials, imtihan, tribulations come. And he is doing sabr. But that difficulty came even in the hadith it comes. If a thorn was to prick him, That is also kafara. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving him. And so insan goes through different stages so that when death comes to him, he is completely purified. And if he is not purified, then sometimes there can be difficulty in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why a man needs to understand his own worth. That we should sort out everything first in this dunya. Understand what we are doing and understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Al-Ghafoor, and we need to come to that marker of nil. Zero guna, sins. That you have done tawbah of everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life becomes very, very easy. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been described with different titles. When we look at Ghafoor, Allah also describes Himself as Ghafir. And Allah describes Himself as Ghaffar. And Allah describes Himself as Ghafoor. How many names? All the names of Allah. The root word is Ghaffa and Ra, which means to forgive. In the Quran, Allah says, He is Ghafir, He is Ghaffar, and He is Ghafoor. What is the difference? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering the people of Iman in all their different stages of disobedience to Him. Ajib. How merciful is Allah? See, ghafir means that a person, I won't talk about ghafir just right now. You get some people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But occasionally, sometimes they will slip. Sometimes they will commit one sin, two sins, one, two sins. And when a person commits one sin, two sins, occasionally, then for that you get the name ghafir, that Allah is the one who forgives one, two sins. So for that category of people, Allah is saying, worry not, I am ghafir, I will forgive. Allahu Akbar. Then imagine, then you get the second category of people from this ummah, who are in this quicksand, and who shaitan has chained, and they have this addiction, and these are the people who are engaged and are committing the most heinous of crimes, guna. Guna, sins which are from the most intense level. Humongous sins. Guna hai kabira. They are doing this all the time. Maybe listening to music, doing zina all the time, drinking alcohol, disobeying parents, or doing zulm upon somebody. And these are major sins. But this man is doing it all the time. He is in, he's not in that habit, but he is committing. When he commits sins, he is committing major sins. Sins that are very evil in their nature. Now for that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't worry, I am Ghaffar. What am I? Ghaffar. No matter what your sins are and how your sins are, at what gravity your sins are, I am Ghaffar and I will forgive them also. Now the third category of people are those who are habitual sinners. What are they? Habitual sinners. That they are addicted. They can't stop. They can't stop. There is something wrong with them, and shaitan forces them and they commit sins, maybe in one day, four times, five times, wallahu alam. But they are habitual sinners. For them Allah is saying, don't be despondent, for you I am Ghafoor. What am I? I am Ghafoor. And Ghafoor means that Allah will all the time, constantly, all the time will forgive your sins. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered all of the people of this ummah. Some who do a bit of sins, some who do major sins, some who do sins but are addicted to sins. Allah is saying, worry not, I am Ghafir, I am Ghaffar, and I am Ghafoor. Understand, I am there to forgive you. How beautiful is that, my respected brothers? But what is important is that we understand, we sort out our muamla in this dunya, our case in this dunya. That is why I said in the beginning that Al-Ghafoor is that attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our entire existence depends on this. If we want to go to Jannah, we have to have Al-Ghafoor. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. Now Allah save us. Listen to me very, very carefully, my respected brothers. Despite the fact that Allah is so merciful, from amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will not forgive one group of people, not from the kuffar, from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That one group will not be forgiven. Despite the fact that I have said Allah is ghafir, ghaffar, ghafoor. But this one group Allah will not forgive. Allah does not extend His mercy upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is upon such people all the time. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah save us, seriously. Ye ajeeb cheez hai. And They are from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are these people that Allah does not want to forgive, and Allah will never forgive them unless, of course, they themselves decide to repent and do sincere tawbah, and that disease which is in them has to come out before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them in that category. This is mentioned in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu ummati, everyone from my ummah is the recipient of my mercy. Is the recipient of my mercy. Everyone from, Allah's Nabi is saying, everyone from my ummah is the recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except for illal mujahireen. Except for those who are the mujahireen. Who are the people who are the mujahireen from this ummah? Now understand, when a person commits a sin, and for Allah to forgive him, and Allah will forgive him, but that sin is between that person and Allah. That sin is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it a man or a woman. But then you get such arrogant people in this ummah who are fasiq and fajir, that they openly sin. What do they do? Openly sin. And these are the mujahireen. Those who openly sin, not only do they openly sin, by, can three of you just go and sit this side, please? Can the three kids just go at the back? What happens is that when they are in front, people are just looking at them. My boys, mashallah, good you come, but just sit on the side. You know, when we were young, we get scared of the molly sub. But so please don't get scared of the molly sub. You know, but mashallah, just so that people can concentrate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everyone pious. Amen. And at least alhamdulillah, the youth do come, and Allah give them iman and taqwa. Amen. So mashallah, you know, the children, it's good for them to come. I was saying mujahireen. Some people actually expose the sins that they are committing. So in the hadith it comes that a man in the night was committing sins, and Allah had screened him. What did Allah do? Allah had put a veil. Allah had put parda. He committed guna. In the night he was in a nightclub. Or he went to Ibiza. Where did he go? Is it Ibiza? Ibiza. In Spain. You know, nowadays I was reading about it, that a lot of people, you know, even Muslims go there in such places in Spain. In Leicester, they become very pious. Then they Muslim women, Muslim men, Muslims go for a holiday. They go to places alone. And that is where their true colors unveil. And they go to different parts so that they can indulge in promiscuity. And they can do whatever they want because nobody around them can see them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you wherever you are, bhai. You are nude somewhere in the beach, or wherever you are, Allah is watching you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. For a person to openly sin, Allah is saying, in the hadith it comes, that in the night Allah put a veil. He committed guna sins, Allah put a veil. He went to a nightclub, discotheque, anywhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not expose him. Then next day in the morning he becomes brave, Aliyazu billah, Allah save us. And he says to his friends, oh, bo majaiwi, oh, I enjoyed it, man, that woman, this woman, music, dancing, this, that, smoking, this, we did this, we did that. Man, it's brilliant. A, we enjoyed it. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put parda, and you reveal yourself. You are the worst from amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi is saying, everyone becomes the recipient of the mercy of Allah, but not this man. You will find some women who are so besharam that they, in their company of women, sometimes become very open and they talk about their privacy in front of other women. And for them, it's just a joke. Oh, you know, my husband, this, my husband, that. And sometimes men become so besharam that they reveal the privacy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put to their share in front of other men, in front of other people. And so when a person commits a guna himself, that is guna, guna, no doubt. But when a person flaunts, when a person wants to brag about it, when a person wants to show off about something, when a person thinks there's nothing wrong, so what if people see me? And he becomes bravo and very, very brave. Oh, this is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. What Allah can conceal, what Allah has concealed, for a person to open, that is guna. That is why openly doing things, you know, where you have an open area of music or things like that, because it is open. And a person can be the recipient of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always be careful that Allah is al-ghafoor until you don't expose yourself. Until you don't reveal yourself. If there is something inside you, that is between you and Allah. There was this woman who got married, and mashallah, they got married, and after 1 week, 2 weeks, she started crying, and she said, "Mauli Sahib, you know, our relationship has become unhealthy." So I said, "Why has it become unhealthy?" And she said that, you know, I wanted to be truthful to my husband. And this is how shaitan works with the mind. How does shaitan work with the mind? I wanted to be truthful with my husband. So I have a past. I had a past. What is it? I had a past. And she sat down in the first few days of her marriage and she revealed all her past. And this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I was doing, this is what I was doing, this is why? Why did you do this? Because you have no knowledge. Because you did not sit in the gatherings of the, and in the company of the ulama. Had you sat in the company, your marriage would have been saved. You would have understood. If you were listening to the durus, your marriage would have been saved. Who told you to be truthful to your husband in this way, that which Allah had concealed for you? That which Allah had concealed for you. Everyone has a past. Everyone has a past, but Allah gives a person a tawfiq. Then let him be positive. And let him positively continue. This is the idea of understanding. Kisi ke WhatsApp or text messages are. And this is al-ghafoor, my respected brothers and elders. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And so we need to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-ghafoor. Let me give you one example of the Quran. Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Quran Kareem ki ayat hai na, fawaswasa ilayhi shaytan. Hazrat shaytan whispered in the heart of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, towards Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And what did he say? Qala ya Adam, O Adam, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكَ عَلَى شَجْرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. Shall I lead you to a tree of eternity? Shall I lead you to a tree of eternity and to a kingdom which will never decay? And to a kingdom which will never decay. Shaitan was whispering this inside Adam alayhi salam. That you know, if you go to that tree, the benefit is if you eat the fruits, you will remain in Jannah all the time and you will have the benefit of worshipping Allah all the time. So this is the tree of eternity and this will be the kingdom that will never decay. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Now shaitan, what he does is that he made this tree to appear in a different way. He changed the appearance of the tree. What did he do? This is what shaitan does, he tricks people. He changed the appearance of the tree in such a way that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam took this tree to be the tree of eternity. فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا And both of them ate from the tree. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا When both of them ate from that tree immediately, you see, when you disobey Allah, there is punishment. فَبَدَتْ Their private parts became apparent to them. Their private parts became apparent to them. Straight away, they were naked. Even in Jannah, they were naked. And then they were covering themselves. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا That is why our fuqaha say that when a person commits a sin, spiritually he becomes naked. What is he? Spiritually he is, although he's got clothes, but spiritually he is naked. Because Adam alayhi salatu was salam also, the clothes were taken away. Now when he came to this dunya, Adam alayhi salam had a lot of remorse, afsos. But he did not know how to recover from this situation. What is the methodology? What do I do? He is the first man. He did something wrong. But how do I recover from this situation? How can I please Allah Pak? He did not know what to do. What do I do? First man, nothing in front of him. It was only Allah that inspired him with words of istighfar, of the fact that Allah is Ghafoor. And so Allah said to him, Adam, you want to recover from this situation? Read this tasbih. Qala Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Both husband and wife said, Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. And if you don't show mercy, if you don't show mercy, we will be losers all the time. Wa illam taghfir lana, if you don't forgive us. And if you don't show mercy, again here, تَغْفِرْ لَنَا from the word غُفْرَان, that Allah is what? غَفُور. Imagine when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he returned to Allah, that Allah is Al-Ghafoor. Allah is Al-Ghafoor and he did istighfar. Not only did Allah forgive him, but Allah appointed him as a Nabi. So Allah is telling this ummah, no matter what sins you do, but if you turn to Allah who is Al-Ghafoor, Allah will forgive all your sins and Allah will give you everything that you want. Allah will give you honor. That's why in the Quran Allah says when a person does istighfar, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Allah will send down rain from the skies. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with children. And وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah will give you gardens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you ownership of rivers in this dunya and also in the hereafter that Allah will open up this dunya for you. That is only in one jumla of غُفْرَان that Allah is the one who forgives. That is why Astaghfirullah, this tasbih is very, very powerful. Allah's Nabi would read it 70 to 100 times. In the hadith it comes, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ The one who constantly does istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every difficult situation will open up an avenue for him. Every difficulty, Allah will open up ease for him. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا And from every... And Allah will give him relief from every anxiety. وَرَزَّقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ And Allah will give him rizq from where he will not even understand or he could not even anticipate that Allah has given me rizq from this channel. Allah will open up the doors and the asbab of rizq for him. This is the barakat. بس بات ختم کرتا ہوں. Imagine, look at Fir'aun. Allah knew of Fir'aun. He is the... There is no zalim like Fir'aun. Even those who fight for human rights will probably say that Fir'aun should be killed. That he is the man who killed so many babies. He was a zalim. Now imagine he is a zalim and Allah knows of his future that he is a zalim. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Musa alayhi salam, Oh Musa, you go speak to him. In a soft tone, invite him. Tell him to come to Allah Pak. La'allahu yazzakka. Who knows, maybe he will seek guidance. He will take guidance. Now imagine, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he is Ghafoor, that despite the fact that his knowledge is such, Allah knows of the past, future, present, but Allah is still saying to Musa alayhi salam, you know, you have to try, as human beings you have to try. Maybe he will return back. And so if we are the people of Iman, then how can we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. A very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafoor, and understand that Allah is the one who is most forgiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya rahmat.